I'll go ahead and call a meeting in order in the absence of a chair and immediately open it up to the election of a chair.
What's the job description, Trevor?
Just someone to run the meetings. Michael nominated Nick, is that what I heard?
Yep, Nick asked the question, and I'd be happy to.
That's what I get for opening my mouth.
I'll second the nomination of Nick.
All right. Are there any other...
I can live with that.
All right. There's no objections. Well, I'll... here we go. Here's Josh. Hey, Josh. Well, if there's no other...
Hey, good evening.
Hey, Josh. We Nick just was nominated as the chair, and we're about to... we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
All right. Good. Well, I hand it over to you, Nick.
Okay. All right. Looks like we're on to modify or adopt the agenda. Do we need a motion on that, or what do you want to do?
Yes. I think so.
Okay. Well, how's the agenda look, everybody? Anything to add or change? If not. Let's adopt it.
I'll move to adopt the agenda.
I'll second that.
Okay. And if no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Hey, did we have minutes?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
When I went to send everything out, I realized I'd never done them. I hadn't done them, so I apologize for that. I thought they were done a long time ago.
All right. Do you want to just email those to us when you get a chance?
Yes, and then we'll have them for next time for approval.
All right, no action needed there then. Looks like we're on to number 5. Presentation and discussion on the results of the visioning session.
All right. So I'm trying, I have a PowerPoint. I'm just trying to figure out, it's like I want to be able to see everyone. And I assume if I share my screen, Trevor, can you, let me try and share, or if you can grant me the ability to share. And I will do that.
Okay. The technical difficulties, huh? How do you do this on Teams?
So there should be at the top of the screen, on that kind of toolbar, there's a share button. If you click that, although maybe I guess I could just try and see if
we're back in March 2020.
Yeah. Okay, so I think I can just share my how does that look?
I can see it, and I can see everyone else.
I see little teeny tiny pictures of everybody.
Yes.
Thumbnail.
Okay. Let me just get things kind of resized here so I can see everyone. Yeah, and I'm just working on my laptop, so I only have one monitor, and realize how much you take for granted sitting at a desk when you're trying to do it here. So So just bear with me on that, and if you have any trouble hearing anything or anything like that, just please let me know. Sorry, minimize that again. I want to be able to see everyone, and they keep this.
I can, I can see okay when you're not in presentation mode, Devin, if that's easier for you.
Okay.
I don't know if everyone else can, but it, to me right now, at least the first slide I can read fine.
Yeah, how does that, do you all see the first slide okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then maybe I'll just kind of stick with that. Let me, and does it still look the same?
It's
No, it's quite a bit smaller.
Okay. I'm just trying to keep both things on the screen, and I'm realizing that that may not work, so... I might not be able to see you all as I'm doing this, so just bear with me on that. I wanted to start, and I don't know if you all have up or available kind of the packet of info that I sent along. I'll be referring to that, too. And, of course, I'll be referring to it awkwardly because I'm trying to jump between windows. So, again, bear with me on that. So I wanted to cover two things with this evening. Both talk about the visioning session results and kind of the subsequent survey from that, and then talk a little bit about the goals and objectives for the plan. We'll start with the first one, and I guess I should say the items, when I had done the agenda initially, I didn't even think about the official meeting stuff, and so the agenda items number-wise are a little bit weird now because of that, but just bear with me on that, too. I guess just kind of a quick disclaimer, as you do these, I've done this a few times now with different communities, and so each time, can you guys still see that okay? I just brought up my Teams window again, just so I can see everyone. I don't know how, if that
it works.
Messes with it at all or not, but... in doing this, the idea is to kind of take, again, what people talked about at the divisioning session and then kind of try and condense ideas a little bit, just for the follow-up survey to have everyone identify kind of their top issues. The caveat with that, or what I was going to say, is in retrospect, I think there's always ways that I could have probably condensed a little better. But then the other thing is I also want to try and keep things that seem like significant items that are brought up and, I guess recognize them as the important things that they are. And maybe, I guess what I'm talking about is, how do you sort of parse... there's pedestrian safety and access, which was an important thing, but then there's also access to the Fox River Trail, getting across Riverside Drive, Webster Avenue. So, those are all things that are related. And I guess what I did was kind of, even though those things are related, keep them as individual items, just because I see, especially with Riverside Drive and Webster, those being such kind of key components of the village that, I feel like they merit their own item, if you will. So that's kind of why I did that. And, again, I, hindsight's always 20/20, but you know, it's one of those things where you're trying to take all these different ideas and, you know, do it in a way that makes sense and kind of respects what everyone came up with too. So that's just kind of my initial disclaimer. And you know, we can always talk further about that if anyone has any thoughts on that. But in the packet, what I had sent along, so that first section is the top 10 issues, and those are all scored based on multiple things. So that's like the overall top 10. And again, I know there's, I kind of mentioned this, I think, in the packet. There's a lot of numbers, and it's what that's from is kind of an effort to try and quantify what and how people responded. So I know that may, again, almost like be getting too technical in some sense, but the idea is to just try and like have a way to further delineate out what's important based on the feedback that we've heard and based on how people responded. So, you know, it's not to try and be overly confusing or anything, but just to try and further identify things in terms of kind of importance based on the visioning session. So with that, again, yeah, the top 10 issues included, so that was calculating or accounting for how people responded in terms of whether they agreed, disagreed, or were neutral with the statement, and then also weighting the scores of how people scored those things in their top 10 issues. So, you know, you got more points if that was like your highest, most important issue versus your eighth most important issue. So again, just kind of an effort to try and quantify things further. But with that said, so the section 2.1, the things on the screen are what kind of, and again, these are a little bit, I condensed some things here just for the sake of the presentation. But again, the big things are pedestrian safety and access. I'm kind of combining Riverside Drive and Webster, as again, I mentioned, those are two very key routes through the village, you know, Webster especially in terms of kind of its prominence in the village. So again, putting those together, but they're two different things. The Green Bay Correctional Facility, that was another top issue. And then parks and trails, and that, I guess, to clarify, meaning people see the parks and trails as a key asset for the village and something that's important to maintain and continue to support. Another one was what I called natural beauty. And I think a lot of kind of that came from, you know, both in terms of like parks and open space being a key asset, but also there was some comments and voting around just like the trees and kind of streetscapes in various areas. So again, those things are important. And I think, you know, that's a thing where kind of the age of the village physically, you know, is an asset because, you know, we can call it maybe more mature. So again, you're not, you know, it's not like a new subdivision or acres of new subdivision where everything's a sapling or whatever, but, you know, you have full growth trees and nice forested areas and that sort of thing. And then kind of the other top issue again was the idea of a village center. And specifically kind of the one item was around St. Joseph and Webster being that area or kind of perceived as that area. The other thing I'll just say in the packet, you know, again, I included in section 2.3, those were kind of the listing of things based on how people rated items as their most important. And so, and again, give you all this information broken out in a couple different ways just to kind of give a sense of what people said. And, you know, it's not to try and overwhelm everyone, but just kind of a sense of what the thoughts were. In item 2.4, those are all the issues, everything that was sent out in that follow-up survey, and then kind of how those scored and how, you know, people felt about them. And then the things highlighted in yellow were the top 10 issues by their overall or their total weighted score. And then in the near further down in the packet, I included individual comments that were submitted from the mail-in survey. Again, I think I had mentioned this. I don't think that's anything that we really need to necessarily discuss here unless you all want to, but more just kind of FYI on what people said. And then in 2.6, those are, I included that as a reference to the previous comp plan and what the top issues were at that time. And I think, yeah, I think I'd said this. It was in those were generated in 2002, but then remained in the plan in 2014 or through that update in 2014. So just to kind of show that I think there's still a lot of similarities between then and now. Yeah, quite a few actually. And yeah, I think just kind of shows what's important or what's been important over time. I created this slide just to talk about the most agreed upon issues. So these were things, again, maybe people didn't necessarily feel as strongly in terms of whether or not they were the most important issue, but that there was general consensus or agreement on them. And I think that's, you know, good to know too, because it kind of gives you a sense of, I guess what I'd say, maybe what the village is doing right. You know, again, based on the feedback. And so parks and trails being seen as a community asset, Fox River Trail access and pedestrian safety along Riverside is an important issue, or that had a lot of agreement as for that issue. Maintaining good neighborhoods, I think that one's always, you know, you could read into that, you know, a couple of different ways what that might mean, but it was something that everyone agreed with. Maintaining natural beauty, then promoting businesses that enhance the feeling of community, and then, again, the idea of a village center. So these were all things that had, by and large, agreement kind of across the board on them. So I think good things to know. Just talking a little bit more about, and again, this is kind of condensing a little bit, and so it's not hitting all the, well, again, condensing the top 10. Pedestrian safety and access for Riverside Drive and Webster, you know, those seem to be the most important things. Again, the Fox River Trail is an important regional asset, and I think, you know, that's a good thing to consider going forward. And, you know, we can discuss as we talk more about transportation, you know, what that might mean, or what things could be done, or what the realities are around that. Pedestrian safety on Webster is also an important item. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone in this group, but, you know, something that at least got a lot of good feedback on. And then also more generally just pedestrian and traffic safety throughout, I think, the village as a whole, you know, which I think is something that people always generally want to see. Generally want to see no matter where they live. But yeah, I wanted to include that too. But I think Riverside Drive and Webster are kind of the key issues here. Again, the Green Bay Correctional Institute. You know, it's important for people, and I think represents an opportunity for something in the future, you know, whether or not that happens soon, you know, that's out of your hands, you know, to some degree, but it's always something that's important to think about. And when those opportunities arise, you know, then maybe there will be some good energy around that. I think, you know, for me, one thing that was interesting, and it, so I'm speculating here, but, you know, the second item on the slide, you know, is that, you know, does that mean, or is there like a desire to see more of a neighborhood center type of development? You know, is that why people talked about that? And this is something where, you know, I guess could be parsed out or explored a little more. Or is that something where people feel more strongly about it just because they'd rather, you know, not have a prison in the middle of the village? And so I could see, you know, both those, and, you know, maybe it's a little bit of both, but, it, you know, clearly an important issue and one that there's general agreement around. Again, you know, as I talked about, parks and trails are important. I think, you know, kind of with that, the maybe the main thing for me in knowing that is, you know, again, the village should keep doing what it's doing already in terms of parks and trails and maintaining them. You know, they're important thing, important places for people in the village. The other question that kind of comes to mind, and I think, you know, again, we'll explore this more and can talk about this more, is that, you know, what opportunities are there around the YMCA development or potential development that could enhance park space or complement what's existing? And again, I think it's something that, you know, that's something that I believe, again, based generally on how people responded to parks and trails, you know, there'd be support for doing something with that. It's just, you know, kind of figuring out what the options are. But I think that's a definite opportunity that in the near term that, you know, the village can explore. And so we'll look at that more as we work through the plan. Again, the natural beauty element, with the trees, the parks, and streetscaping, I think, yeah, people have strong feelings about that. And I think, you know, what that maybe translates to is just thinking about how those things, how especially like trees and or streetscapes and street landscaping, how those either are protected or, you know, what further things could be enhanced or done around that. And again, you know, it's not all going to be, you know, implemented the second we're done, but again, kind of thinking about what the options are and, you know, maybe there's some low-hanging fruit, not to use the tree metaphor, but, or whatever the analogy, I don't know. But yeah, I think something to, we'll explore more. And then the village center, again, I liked seeing that generally there was, seemed to be broad support for that. So I think, you know, that's kind of could be seen as an affirmation of, you know, what the village has explored so far and that, you know, to continue down that track. And I think, you know, for people who maybe have more concerns about what that might mean or, you know, if it becomes too urban or something like that, you know, I think there are ways, again, that you can kind of mitigate some of those concerns. And I think, again, you know, in thinking about how the design or what, you know, the possible design options are, you can come up with something that, you know, complements the area and people don't need to fear. Now, you know, having said that, I know it's not all the village can't automatically just make something appear out of a hat or whatever. I know that might, for some of that, require working with the developer or developers. So, you know, there are different things to consider around that. But I think, again, that's something that we'll talk about kind of more on the land use side and kind of physical development side. So that's where we'll kind of address that issue. So that's kind of my overview again of kind of the what how people responded, what we got through the visioning session and subsequent survey. I know, again, this isn't it's a little awkward trying to present it this way with both a presentation and having a packet, so I apologize again for that. If that, I don't know if anyone had any comments or thoughts or anything like that on kind of what I've talked about or questions even. Happy to kind of cover that stuff now. And, you know, maybe the results aren't necessarily all that surprising. I think, you know, again, like I think I maybe mentioned in the agenda packet, then all the numbers, again, are kind of to help quantify how people responded. But I think at the end of the day, things weren't necessarily surprising and probably tracked roughly with what people, what you might expect. So, yeah, just kind of a different way to show that. Yes, Penny, did you?
Yeah, I just had a question, Devin.
Yes.
How many, and maybe this was in here somewhere, but I didn't see it. How many responses to this survey? Or how many?
Oh, you know, I actually don't think I said that. I believe there were, we had 20, I want to say between 22 and 24 surveys returned.
Thank you.
Yep. Yes, Mike.
Yeah, just a question I have, and it's maybe for Brad. With your involvement in the East River, should the East River be identified anywhere in these items, whether park or somewhere else, that coalition and that kind of thing? It seems like we're interested in Fox River, but that on the east side. Either that or relationship or connection.
If I, well, can I talk just briefly about that, Brad, or do you?
No, you go ahead, Devin, and I can answer.
Yeah, so I guess the one thing, and yeah, maybe I could have explained this more clearly. So, again, with kind of all these things, you know, these are the top items, but I guess we won't, that doesn't mean we won't look at or cover other things too in the plan, and especially the other items that people submitted. But so for the East River specifically, we will talk about that. There is a chapter on kind of, well, community facilities, which includes parks and open space areas. So in that section, you know, in addition to the Fox River Trail, we will talk about the East River Trail. And I think, too, you know, that's something, even in the transportation chapter, when we discuss kind of connections and pedestrian access, that will also be a component. So thinking about the East River and how people are able to get to that and where the access points are. So it will be, we will cover that and discuss that also. That's, it won't just be, these top items won't just be the only things covered in the plan.
So Devin, when you're referencing the East River, are you referencing East River Trail or the river itself?
Well, I think in some ways I would say both. And maybe, well, if you want, or if not, I guess let me know. I guess what I'm thinking, obviously the East River Trail, there's portions of it along or in Alloway, and I don't remember where all it, is it at Alloway Avenue where it goes on the Bellevue side?
Green Isle.
Green Isle. Okay. Yeah, and I guess there is, but then there's, well, at least by where I live, there's a portion of, well, unless that's all in Green Bay.
No, that's in, on off of Boyd. Is yeah. Odd part. That's yeah. In Alloway.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, so I guess it jumps back and forth. But yeah, so I did mean the trail, but I also think the East River, I know there's been some talk and discussion about an East River, like the East River Water Trail. Yeah, and so that in my mind would be something too that we would include or discuss. And is that kind of what you were getting at, Brad?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's what Mike was kind of talking about too is –
yeah. Okay.
Is
okay.
What we're trying to do on the East River.
Sure. Yep. Yeah. No. No. That definitely will be something that is included in here. So that will be an important part too. Yep. Mark.
I was just going to say that I was really taken back by the amount of information at the first glance, and so I think as you read through it. There's commonalities and things that kind of piece together. So I think, Devin, you did a nice job of distilling and condensing some of the things that are major or most that kind of are unified in their concepts. My question is along those lines, will there be an attempt to share the information with Alloway residents? And what would that look like? I mean, would it be like a meeting or like a PowerPoint presentation, something like that you could put into a brochure? How is that going to work, and when would that happen?
I think that's something that we could discuss further, or maybe even, you know, Brad and Trevor and I could work on. One option would be just including something around what I've already put together with this presentation or some form of it. I could also do kind of the results. Again, the packet you have, I could try and figure out a way to make it a little more just like brief, maybe for as a general handout or something like that, and have that available. I think, too, if there was, we could discuss this, kind of the results at, when we do, later on we'll do an open house towards the end of the plan. If it's, we can certainly talk about it then, but we could do something before then if there is some interest in that. Or even, I don't know if... if like the Planning Commission, if that would be a venue for just sharing that. But I guess I think there are options, and we could kind of talk about that, if there's some way to.
And the reason I brought that up, I think what you gave us is probably too much information for most people, but that an overview like you've done, one of the things that came up at the visioning session is some people feel like they want to be involved more or communicated to more about things. And I always try to tell them, there's opportunities to do that, but just so they feel like it's not, a secret committee, which it is, that. But just some effort to say, we want to share this information. Mm-hmm. And so there's something posted in the town hall or on our website. And I think that would be a good good effort, but I think condensed, and these are the general things, and they're based off of all this information we got. So,
okay,
thanks.
Sure, Penny, another.
Question? I just had a question, and maybe this is more for Brad and Trevor. I'm not sure, Devin. In the comprehensive plan, weren't several other plans adopted within there, like the bike and walking and safe routes to school, maybe the park and recs plan? And how do we know those all still fit? And I don't even remember which ones they were.
Sure.
But I do know there was, and I think there was the East River one.
Yeah, I can, I guess just from my perspective, so I have gathered all those things, and so I plan on referencing all those wherever it's applicable in this plan. So this one, you know, the idea here isn't to supplant any of those or even supersede them or anything, but this should complement the work that's already been done for those efforts. And if or where there are recommendations in those plans, that this should basically cross-reference those or acknowledge and kind of continue on with what's in those plans. So certainly not to, step over the work that's
been done. My real concern about this is we spent many, many, many hours discussing sidewalks and biking and things. And I don't know where we are with that, if it's in the same place, because I've been a little bit out of touch lately. And just wondering, in the transportation part in different areas, if we're still using that or not so much.
Yeah, Penny, I think most of what we worked on is still being used where possible. I think there was one exception recently where specifically with pedestrian improvements, the village opted to go a different direction than what was in the bike and ped plan. But by and large, we are still using it as a guiding document.
It's the first meeting, so I'm a little out of touch.
Sure. Yeah. We did talk about that initially, but it's good to bring up again. The intent for this plan is to include and incorporate things from all those other plans, and again to continue be consistent and complement those plans. So this isn't to upend the apple cart or whatever.
And that's not what I'm thinking of. I was wondering if we needed to modify the other plan.
Sure.
Direction of the village. If the direction of the village is changing, maybe some of those plans will need to be updated as well. Well, is more of what I'm thinking. Because they're not exactly in line with priorities in the past. A lot of them are, but there's different rankings that I've noticed, and there's different concerns now. Or the rankings of those concerns have shifted over the years. So I just wanted to make sure that those plans will follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of grants that we end up applying for, and they'll ask, identified in your comp plan? Is it identified in a pedestrian plan, parks plan? Yeah. So the more you have it identified in the various plans, the better chance of you getting the grant funding.
I think
so. They do have to work in unison.
Yeah, and I do think though, Penny, you're right. I think as you know, we move forward with this, maybe analyze the other plan to make sure that they're still current. I know our corp was just updated, but so I would imagine that the public input that they received is going to be similar to public input we received for this process. But our bike and ped plan was last updated in, I think, 2018. So maybe that's time to look at and make sure that that's still current after this process. I do kind of want to talk real quick, Devin, I hope I'm not jumping ahead, but something that Penny did say is the top issues have changed. And, you know, without going into too much detail, the table from 2.6, it did seem like a lot of those were related to services. In the current rankings, there weren't a lot of services mentioned, which I thought was pretty interesting. I wouldn't have assumed that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone else noticed that, or I mean, I think at the time the original comp plan was written in 2002. We were in the midst of changing water. And so I think that was top of mind for a lot of people.
It was a very, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But anyway, sorry, I didn't want to get off too much.
It has a different tone. I mean, the priorities, I think, have a different tone than that.
Yeah.
It is less service-oriented or less fear of having services removed, it feels to me. But some of the same old good concerns about getting across that.
Yeah.
That road haven't changed a bit.
Yeah, so I think I think, sorry, real quick, Devin, maybe that's something the village can explore more outside of this project, is kind of looking at that and seeing if that's still like general consensus, like with some of these services. I know that's a really touchy subject, Brad.
I was just going to kind of talk about, you know, when you look at 2002, the concerns about getting over or getting across Riverside Drive. And, you know, we've got three crossings now. And we've made some progress. We need a lot more, but we've made progress.
And that progress didn't come easy, so it's going to be difficult to make more progress.
Absolutely.
You know, I wanted to say, even though it's different, I work in De Pere, so the speed limit's lower, but it's the same highway, Riverside, and they installed two, like, crosswalks where you can activate the lights, the pedestrians can, to get across. And it gets really busy because it's coming right out of the roundabout on the east side of the bridge. And I've noticed that cars have adjusted to the fact that it took a while, but I think more of them are getting used to the fact that when they go through there, you anticipate possibly having to stop to let pedestrians through. And maybe, as you know, Alloway, even though it's a lot faster, if there's similar things along there, that it's an adjustment of drivers and residents to just get used to being more mindful of crosswalks where pedestrians are accessing the trail, or at least I hope so. But I did see it in De Pere where initially people were just flying through them, and then it just took a while where they got better at knowing that this is a new device, and we need to, you know, change the way we're driving through there if we have to. So
And I suppose that's not really making a plan, so I got off track with that too. So, sorry.
No, it's fine. Any other comments or questions on this section?
No.
No? Okay. Okay, so that kind of sets us up for, moving into the second part, and this is, you know, again, kind of a discussion, and I just kind of want to see where it goes. But so the goals and objectives, which I included, and those, so the existing ones are one in agenda item 3 in the packet, in the, you know, based on the this being agenda item. Oh, and I guess, do we have to do anything official to move on to the next item? Or, sorry, I'm just skipping ahead, maybe.
You're doing great.
Okay. We're all good?
Nick allows it.
Okay. Great. So, with the goals and objectives, this is in the plan. The reason you have this, and, you know, again, if you're all familiar, know this already, just forgive me for kind of recapping, but the goals are what, you know, the desired end, kind of end state of what you want to see or what the community wants to see. And with that, it's more about kind of the general vision of how things should be, or how what the community wants to see. And then the objectives are more specific and how do you, and showing the ways to achieve those goals. So those two things are kind of important. They're important together and they work together in guiding the plan. The reason I'm talking about all this is just, again, kind of a setup for what the roles of those things are, and really how they help direct, I guess, both help direct me as I'm working through this, but then also the intent is for the village to have that too, to be able to refer to into the future, or, you know, when a situation or a scenario arises where, again, as time goes on, new things come up that maybe weren't, couldn't have been anticipated. But again, with having the goals there, that should help at least clarify to some degree, you know, what does the village want to see, and then help in evaluating or weighing those options, you know, for that scenario that may be new or different. So that's kind of the importance of it. What I wanted to, I guess, pose to you all, you know, there's different ways to do this. So there's the existing goals and objectives, which I shared, or that are in the packet. You know, for other communities that we've worked with, you know, those things end up sometimes just staying the same and being retained. That's something that we certainly could do here, because I think, you know, to some degree, they're all still applicable. They could be modified, you know, if there's, you know, I think one, in my opinion, one way that they could be modified a little bit is maybe the goals could probably be, trying to think how to put it, and maybe not cleaned up, but just, I can't even think of the word that I want to be describing in the thing that I actually want to do in real life. simplify something, kind of make it clearer. You know, that's something that could be done, in my opinion, but it doesn't have to be. That's just kind of one thought. You know, another thing, if it's something that you all want to mull over a little bit more, you know, related to all of them, and, you know, provide some feedback on that, that's something we could do. Or, you know, if it's something where you think, you know, hey, Devin, take a crack at kind of revising them and then bring it to us, you know, that's something that I could do too. So I don't, you know, I don't know kind of what everyone's thoughts and feelings are on that. And we could talk more about, you know, the individual goals themselves. And, you know, that's what my subsequent slides are. I do think the objectives, I think, can be a little more, they can be more refined as we go through the plan itself. I think the goals are kind of really the key thing at this point to work on, or in this general time frame, it's important to get those firmed up before doing too much else. So I don't know if there's, you know, if you all want to discuss that a little bit, or kind of, I'd be, yeah, interested to hear what everyone's thoughts are on that. And I know, again, I'm throwing a lot of information at you really quickly, but, yeah, anyone have any? Yeah, Penny?
I just have a question because, again, I haven't been keeping in touch with what's going on in this world. But I'm wondering, how is office space and commercial space right now, with a lot of people working from home, has a lot of that changed, the needs changed? Trevor, I know you're always up on what space is available, and, you know what I mean, is it different than it was before COVID?
From what I've hear, yes. Office for sure. I hear a lot of different predictions on office, but generally people believe that office will come back to some extent, but probably not to the same levels as pre-pandemic. So because of a lot of people working from home. Mark, yeah, I see.
I'm wondering if some of the land use has to change based on where we are today.
Right. No, that's something to consider. I do know commercial and retail is still, at least right now, still a fairly strong market. And Mark, I know you're kind of more in this world. I don't know if you have something to add.
Mark's here.
Yeah, I do, because I mean I sell office furniture, office design. Last year and this year are my two biggest dealers ever. In spite of all the people working at home, I've never been busier. It doesn't show a slowdown. There's I see a lot of business space like available, but people are still working in offices. They're working differently, but for whatever reason. If that was the case, where there is a lot of people working at home or an inordinate number, I wouldn't have a job. And it's we can barely keep up with the amount of requests and project works that we're confronted with every day. So I don't know what it looks like on a national scale, but at least like around here, my work's all regional, and we're busier than ever with situating people in office spaces.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
Nick?
Yeah, I just forgot how to raise my hand. Cool. to respond to kind of your earlier question, Devin, I think my thinking is maybe the same as what we're hearing from Penny. Like, I have questions on a number of these things. I have some ideas on, you know, potentially modifying goals, but I could benefit from just getting questions answered, having discussion like we're doing right now, and then I think that helps kind of figure out the next steps then. Yeah, and along those lines of what we just talked about, like that objective 2 under land use talks about retaining the existing overall balance. Is that still our objective? We want to have a balance, yeah, but does it have to stay the same as existing? Probably not, would be what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think, so, you know, just taking it based on kind of this one issue, I think for sure, the objectives we could probably do more work on as we go forward, and really that might almost be kind of a, you know, as I'm trying to think how to put it again, like the chapter, you know, I'll be drafting the chapters for the plan, but you know, maybe it's almost the objectives kind of are informed by the discussions that we have around those chapters. And, instead of having, and I'm just thinking out loud here now, instead of trying to come up with goals and objectives and then base the writing of the plan around that, you know, maybe it's kind of a little bit more the other way, where it's, you have the plan, look at the conditions and all those things, and then we kind of finalize the objectives more that way. So then again, at the end of all this, the village has objectives that they know, you know, what should be done, or at least based on the feedback and based on current conditions, what kind of makes sense. And so I don't know if Trevor or Brad, you have thoughts on that, or anyone else, even if how that kind of sounds, just since there are, you know, things that have probably changed, and that's a major one that is different from 2002 and even 2018 or 2019, that, you know, we would have talked about that differently possibly. But
yeah, I would be supportive of that approach, and that makes sense to me at least.
Okay. Yeah, and I know that, you know, that might be a little bit kind of out of the ordinary in terms of, like, order of things, but, or, you know, I guess the other thing, I think the one thing about rewriting, and this is, again, my own kind of personal opinion, some of these, the objectives almost veer more, in my opinion, the existing ones are, some of them are closer to recommendations almost, and maybe that, you know, that could also be part of the work is, you know, refining the objective so that part's a little bit more general and in line with supporting the goals, but then the recommendations are more specific yet than that, and that's kind of what we work through also as a group to, you know, kind of as the end product. And really, I guess that's a large amount of what the plan ends up being about is, again, establishing the vision, but then identifying the steps to get there and the specific things that the village can, the specific actions the village can take or look at.
So I think what you're saying, Devin, if I'm understanding you correctly, maybe we still look at goals and objectives now, but we kind of make them more true to what objectives should be, kind of.
And I think, you know, after kind of talking through all this stuff, even just over the last couple of minutes, I think that kind of gets back to what I think I'd been thinking about before, was trying to generalize the objectives a little bit to, again, have them be, again, working towards the desired end goal, but then when you get more specific, that's maybe more for recommendations. So, and again, you know, I know this is like, there's a lot of items here that I think would extend beyond just talking about this evening. So, you know, we can talk about specifics still a little bit more if you all want to, but if there's, you know, if anyone has some thoughts on, you know, what the approach they'd like me to take with that, you know, I think that would help me for sure, you know, kind of in the next steps. And, yeah, I don't know how that sounds.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what feedback you're looking for from us.
Yeah, well, and I guess, you know, maybe I should say, too, the other thing, it's what kind of the, in working with different groups for different municipalities, you know, we've had, there's instances where, you know, I think people are pretty happy to just defer and let me or whoever's working on it just kind of come up with the stuff and give it to them. Which is certainly fine, but I guess I, you know, recognizing too that you all have, you know, perspectives and experience and expertise on things that, you know, I want to be able to tap into that, especially if everyone's willing to tap into it, you know, taking advantage of that and helping draft this. So I guess that's, I don't know if I made that any more, if that helped improve my clarity at all or not, but I guess I'm just trying to be respectful of you all and what you bring and don't want to like kind of plow ahead, you know, especially if I think you could help guide it a little bit. And especially again, since you all have been involved with the village to some degree, certainly longer than I have even lived here. So I think, you know, that's kind of what I want to be mindful of and utilize.
I think the approach you were discussing makes sense, to re-look at the goals or the objectives later. It makes more sense because then you can fine-tune them to actually what is major to us now.
Yeah. Do you want, well, kind of with that then, could we take a few minutes yet and talk about the goals maybe and just see at least some general thoughts on each one. And again, I guess the reason I'm talking about this stuff in conjunction with the visioning session results, is trying to, you know, where there's things that can be captured through the goals. I think that kind of helps bring it all together. The visioning session, that is kind of what people want to see. And then this is maybe kind of a way to generalize that and sort of, I'll make up a word and call it visionize. I don't know if that's a thing, but yeah. I guess
I think that would make sense, is to at least go through this at the goal level. And,
okay.
Have some discussion on that. That makes sense.
Sure. Well, and that's kind of what I'm prepared to do now. So I think with that, maybe we'll just take a little bit of time and go through the goals. So I've skipped ahead to the next slide here and just put up, I've done them in just chunks, but so the land use goal, and this was from the previous plan, is manage the future growth and land uses within the village to ensure orderly, balanced development that maintains or improves quality of life and maximizes the efficient provision of municipal services. And again, I know I'm not trying to put you all on the spot. Any things that jump out about that, or things that resonate with you, and, you know, yes, that sounds good, and I agree with it, you know, whatever those thoughts are, that would, I would love to hear. And Nick, take it away.
Sure. Yeah, so I'm just kind of building from what I've already heard in the meeting tonight. It seems like the way that was written, it has the emphasis on efficient provision of services, right? So maximize that efficiency. I love that it has quality of life in there as well, but I think maybe we kind of flip that and, you know, to ensure orderly, balanced development that improves quality of life and maintains the efficient provision of municipal services.
Okay.
Sorry, I went right to the wording. I tend to wordsmith.
You should.
I'm just trying to get the concept across. Like, could we flip that to put more emphasis on improving quality of life and still acknowledge that the village is doing a great job of providing efficient services?
Yeah. I'm just making notes here. I think you're right on the wordsmithing part, because in some ways that's sort of what this becomes for the goals, is really trying to hone in on what the key ideas are and then state them clearly. But I think that helps, and your point's well taken on that. Any other thoughts or anything that jumps out on the land use goal? And maybe before we go too far, what I could do then is kind of base Nick on, well, what you've said, and then what anyone else says for this or subsequent ones. You know, then I can kind of take that back and rework these, and then part of the next time we meet, go over them. I'm just guessing that might be, it's the kind of thing where we could spend hours trying to write it out now. And so I think, you know, maybe for, again, time purposes, if we kind of highlight the or key things from your perspective, and then I can work on them, if that would sound good.
That sounds great.
Devin, would it make sense if we looked at these and had some thoughts that we could make some notes and even email them to you? Because I feel the same way. We could open up a debate over the way it's worded and things to include, and that maybe we all have a few ideas we could share that way too.
Yeah, I think, well, so what I'm trying to think, because I think that makes sense too. I think the one thing, though, well, and not, again, trying to put everyone on the spot too much, but I think, you know, sometimes just talking about it a little bit, you know, helps well, helps me kind of understand where others are coming from. And, you know, maybe then someone hears something too that makes sense or resonates. But I think, you know, we could do also, you know, if it's something where we talk about this and then you want to think about it and just send me some notes also, or, you know, if that makes sense.
Right off the top, I think it could mention something about land use, manage a future growth of land use in public and private. Like there's certain spaces in Alloway that are village that are parks and things, and then there's you know, and I know economic development is below, but that it includes those two arms of public and private land.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other thoughts on this one, on land use? Yes. Penny, you're muted.
Does it make sense, and I'm not trying to go on and on, but in the public input, they've identified access to trails and things like that mm-hmm. we include things that were identified by residents, like the parks, access to the trails. Just a thought. I mean, if that's the input we've received, mm-hmm. do we include mention of those somehow in these descriptions?
Well, I think, again, I think if you can, it's a good thing to do. The one thing is trying to not, I guess for the goals part, not get too specific.
I get that, to keep it.
Yeah, that's the balance, I guess, that, you know, we strive for. But no, I get what you're saying, and I do recognize that.
No, maybe that's the objective part, because mm-hmm. the economic development, and then objectives could be identifying the city center, and, you know, that's been identified,
sure.
At least highlighting those or referencing
yeah.
them.
Sure.
And now that I'm looking at it with the goals and then the objectives after, the goals haven't really changed much. The objectives for those goals may have changed more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and that's kind of where I was thinking, you know, if we do talk about the goals just in terms of if there's kind of more general changes that, you know, would be applicable, we can do that and then, again, kind of hone in on the specifics as we move forward. So, I guess kind of with that, or, you know, maybe Mark, since you sort of already started talking about that, the transportation goal, does any comments or thoughts on that one or the wording of it?
I think it's kind of hard to argue with the wording of that one.
Okay.
It lays it out pretty well. You know, if there's anything maybe to add to it, because it's my reaction to it is we're talking about, you know, getting around the community as transportation, but we're also linking in, you know, trails and sidewalks and things that we do for fun too. You know, it's more than just getting around the community. So I don't know if there's a way to bring in that quality of life aspect at the goal level as well, or if that's getting too specific, I don't know.
Okay. Mike?
You're on mute.
Mike, you're on mute.
My secret way of talking and not hearing you. I'm just going to say that, not the wordsmith, my personal wording that served all Alloway residents. Terry? Transportation system, not only intended for Alloway residents, but if anybody going through
through it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't
sure. Add. Okay. Great. Okay. Any other thoughts on transportation? Okay. We'll move on to economic development, broaden the tax base, and strengthen the village's economy and employment base through the expansion of compatible commercial activity.
The way it is, we can get into all the objectives of that afterward, but I think that lays out everything we want to do economically, and you can get into details with objectives.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm. Anything else? Okay. So for housing, develop neighborhoods that offer a variety of quality housing opportunities for all Alloway residents to minimize adverse environmental impacts, provide efficient public services, and enable people to utilize several modes of transportation. I guess my own, I'll just jump in, that probably is maybe a bit broader. I don't know if it would need all that, and I guess curious to hear if you all agree or any other thoughts on that. Brad?
I'm not a committee member, but I'm not real fond of the verbiage.
Mm-hmm.
Developing neighborhoods that offer a variety of quality housing opportunities. You know, we almost say like Asian place aspect. And does the name Alloway need to be in there?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, because it's almost like, well, if you're from outside, we don't want you here.
Right.
Yeah. It looks like you're sustaining something, you know. So, I mean, I think I like the gist of what it says, but I kind of agree with you, Brad, that it has kind of a institutional tone to it almost. That.
Right.
Brad, go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Nick.
So, Brad, I think it's a great observation. That phrase jumped out to me as well. It also, I don't know, develop neighborhoods kind of jumps out to me as well. We're not looking at a lot of greenfield opportunities to,
right.
You know, to do that. However, I do think there are opportunities to diversify housing options for the community, you know, so that people have better choices, more choices. And those are things you can do with existing homes, with some infill development,
mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things. So, yeah, to me, this, I think it needs a real revamp, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can sit back and you know, think about what the environmental impacts are of housing, but that doesn't jump out at me as, like, something we really need to plan for in our community right now. Like, those things are pretty well taken care of by all the codes and regulations. I think the things that we want to focus on as our long-range plan is, you know, how do we want to change to provide better choices for folks? You know? The things that we can focus on that we want to improve upon, I don't know that we really covered a lot of housing in the visioning aspects. We talked a little bit about neighborhoods, but we didn't, I don't think we heard a lot in depth on housing that I can recall.
Well, and I don't, you know, that's one of those, I think, again, this is kind of my own personal opinion, is it's like often for that kind of a session or thing, people already live in the place, and so they've got their house. And this is kind of one of those items where it's like, again, the village or this committee, planners in general, you know, it's like we have to almost think beyond, you know, think about the people who aren't here, aren't in the discussion, or haven't even been born yet, and trying to figure out how to incorporate, you know, those potential needs. And yeah, so I think that's kind of my two cents on that.
I think if this read promote neighborhoods that offer a quality of life opportunities for new and existing Alloway residents, it sounds more less like development, more like enhancement. And because we're not really zoning, the people at our meeting were talking more about like quality of neighborhood life than codes and things like that, you know, and I think that's another parallel, you know, initiative. So, but developed sounds like I would agree with Nick that it sounds, I think it narrows the meaning a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you say promote neighborhoods that offer a healthy quality of life for existing and new Alloway residents, you know, go that way. It just, it's a friendlier, more open goal.
Sure. Any other comments on that one?
One other thing that, I'm sorry, Mike. One other thing that phrase that Brad used the other day is obtainable housing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's less less of a buzzword or less of a, and I hate to say that, but less of a buzzword or political term than affordable. And so without having, you know, too much objection put into the plan, I think ensuring that there's obtainable housing in the village is key.
Just to be clear, I did not phrase that, or I did not patent that phrase. It came from a home builder.
Yeah. Mike, were you trying to say something before?
I was, but Trevor covered base.
Okay.
Most of what I heard and a lot of the discussion was, I hate to use the term low income, but individuals who, one way of saying it, by saying quality housing opportunities. I think the changes are.
Okay. I guess unless there's any other thoughts on that one, I'll go to the utilities and community facilities goal, which is promote a quality living environment through the timely provision of adequate and efficient recreation, utility, emergency, and other public facilities and services affecting the health, safety, and well-being of Alloway residents. Yeah, and this is a hard, this particular section of the plan is always a little, not tricky, but it covers a lot of different things, and so I... It might be, this one's probably always a little bit trickier to sort of lay out in just a goal. So I don't, yeah, with that, I don't know if there's thoughts on kind of what's been said that, you know, could be stated in a better way or what you all think of that. Nick?
Sure. I think it's a really good start. The previous goal makes sense. The thing that I always think about with utilities and community facilities is the long-term costs, mm-hmm. And that we have some appreciation for that as a community. I mean, most you go about your business most days and you don't think about the fact that, you know, I can flush my toilet today, but how much is it going to cost to replace those sewer lines, you know, 5, 10, 20 years from now? I don't know if that needs to be in the goal, but that's just what comes to mind for me on this topic is we it's so easy to forget about, you know, the long-term costs and what we're actually responsible for as a community.
Any other thoughts on this one?
Sorry. I find just through the timely provision of adequate, just kind of like, what are we really trying to say there?
Mm-hmm.
Would someone know?
Sounds like just enough to get by.
Yeah.
I don't have a better way of stating it. It's just that to me it seems like, I guess I don't understand what we want to say.
Yeah. No, I think that your point makes sense. And, you know, that's something, too, that I can try and work with and maybe see if there's a better way to do that.
I was trying to replace it with adaptable because it's ever changing, but it, you know, tennis to pickleball to what?
Yeah, okay.
No, just pickleball. Just kidding. I don't even play.
I'm trying.
Hang on. Okay. And then, let's see. Yeah, these are the last two, so we're almost done. Okay, so this next one's kind of another one that is feels like a catch-all chapter. And the agricultural part, I should say, you know, the reason that's there is because that was a state, basically a state creation, if you will, and part of the comprehensive planning law was this chapter or element was all part of the comprehensive planning law. So I know agricultural doesn't really apply so much for the village. But anyways, with all that, so capitalize on the amenities offered by the village's natural, cultural, and agricultural resources and integrate these features into future development in order to enhance the character of Alloway and the quality of life of its residents.
So when I look at this, I think of our stormwater detention ponds. Because they're multifaceted. I mean, they're there for beautification. They're there for cleaning the water, settling out pollutants, pollinators. That's how I look at this particular one. And when, you know, agriculture, we changed our bee ordinance to allow people to have bees. So,
yeah. You know, well, and I guess, you know, as
Mike, Mike's rolling his eyes.
I guess depending on your opinion, you know, as I sort of minimized agriculture, I guess, you know, depending on what you look at, you know, it's like, you know, is a backyard garden agriculture? I mean, I think it is, and, you know, our chickens and bees and that sort of thing. So I guess, you know, maybe I shouldn't be too quick to dismiss it, but yeah, no, I think, Brad, your what you said, though, makes sense, because that's something that, again, this, yeah, certain things do kind of fit in with this well.
I have to say, those chimpanzees sure turned out better than people were thinking they were going to. That's a whole different story these days, isn't it?
I think agriculture needs to be qualified. I think it just conjures up farmland to me, and I get it. Maybe if there's a different way of framing that, it would make more sense for the way I perceive Alloway. I think at one time there probably were more agricultural components, but they're really not around any longer in a farm sense.
I don't know if adding urban agriculture changes things.
Yeah, or like horticulture or something. I think agriculture just conjures up to me something bigger and broader, you know, and it's like that doesn't quite fit. But that's just me. I'm open-minded.
I like the urban.
If that doesn't, I don't know what the proper definition of urban agriculture is. If that's, you know, I see what they're doing in like Detroit area where they're taking 4 acres in the city and doing that, or if urban agriculture is just a broad term that could be used. Devin, this section is where like historic preservation goes as well.
Yeah. So that part, it's kind of considered the cultural resources part. So yeah, that's again where the specific chapter kind of covers a broad range of things, and so will identify or acknowledge historic structures and historic places that are, you know, have some sort of official designation, among other things. But yeah, I guess the one thing, you know, I don't know if I would word it differently in that part, but, you know, acknowledging the quality of life of its residents, you know, I think that sort of feeling is important for continuing that part, in my opinion, but.
Quality of life and responsibility.
Say more about the responsibility part.
I think we all have a responsibility to maintain the amenities.
Okay.
Our natural resources.
Okay. But that makes sense. Anything else on this one?
Yeah, along those same lines, I just encourage you to look at the first word, capitalize. Kind of along the same lines Brad was just saying, like, that just feels like we're going to make money off of this stuff, and that's what we're really after, right? It just, that doesn't feel right.
Sure. That's a great point.
I doubt that was the intent originally, but it just feels that way now.
Sure. All right. And then I guess go to the last one, intergovernmental cooperation. Also a fun one. Work with the surrounding communities, school districts, Brown County, and state of Wisconsin to cooperatively plan and develop the village and region. I don't know how much or what one might change on this. Any strong opinions on this one, or any opinions at all?
I would substitute continue to work with.
Okay, sure.
This goal has been reached over and over, and it will continue.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That makes sense.
And close the prism.
Yeah.
There's no applause or thumbs up icons that I can find.
Yeah, if we could add a crowd cheering track or something like that. Oh, there, Trevor, yeah. Nice. Yeah, I guess there is the react. Oops. Any other thoughts on this one? It probably covers things pretty well already, I'm guessing, but... Okay. Well, I think with that, nothing else, then I will move on to my very last slide, which is, what happens next? Since we talked about the goals and also, a little bit about kind of how to work with the objectives, what I'll do next is take this input and feedback and work on all the goals, but then actually start working on the specific chapters too. And probably what I'll do is kind of work on two at a time, so we do them in pairs, or where it makes sense, we might end up reviewing three, because like the intergovernmental chapter usually is a little bit shorter. So start working on that and incorporate the goals and objectives into those, and then bring those items to you, again, based on what we've talked about here with the goals, and also incorporating what's been all the visioning session input, incorporating that into those as well. Working with that stuff, and then I'll work with Trevor again when I kind of hit the next point to meet and discuss. And probably, I don't know how, I mean, realistically, probably July would be kind of the earliest that I could get stuff together for two chapters. So I don't know, and I know, we're coming up on prime vacation time, so I recognize that, but would that, just in general, with kind of working with our calendars, would people, no one's like going out of the country for a month or anything like that, or if we look at July in general? And I guess you all don't have to necessarily figure it out right now, but just kind of putting that out there.
Yeah, I think just generally avoid the holiday,
Okay, sure.
But it's so hard at this time of year to get everybody together, right? Just give us advance warning and we'll do our best.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. That's kind of what I'll do. Any other questions, comments, or anything on that approach?
I have a quick question for the group. And Devin, I don't know how you typically do this, but is print material, I always try to save the trees where I can, but I do understand that there is something about reviewing a document and marking it up in pen too. So I guess if there's a preference by anyone, let me know. And again, Devin, I'm not sure. I don't think I've talked about this with you, but let me know what's a preferred way, and we can print stuff and either leave it at the front desk or drop it off or something.
I have a question. Devin, are you comfortable like sending a PDF of this, like emailing it, or is it not for consumption?
Do you mean the presentation, or which?
The publisher doc thing. That, just so we've gone through the steps and objectives.
You mean what was in the agenda?
What we're looking at right now. Yeah, no, what we're looking at right now.
Okay. Yeah, so that would be the presentation. Yeah, I mean, if you want, I can, what I would do probably is just PDF it and send that.
Just some of the language things we talked about, I like to look at and just, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
But not to share or anything like that.
Sure. Just to, yep, no, that's totally fine. And I will, yeah, what I'll do is, create a PDF of it, and then I'll give it to Trevor to forward to everyone, if that works.
Yeah, I like what you've started, though. I think it's, you know, it's outlining the structure of what we need, so.
Thank you. Oh, thanks. Yeah, yeah, I will do that. Any other things? Not to belabor it, I just want to make sure I'm not leaving anyone hanging on anything, or we didn't hit something you wanted to talk about tonight. So, okay. Well, I think this was a good discussion, and this definitely does help, you know, just the conversation and kind of going through everything helps clarify, you know, what I need to do and think about. And so I appreciate all that. And again, I know this, you know, some of the volume of material that I gave you isn't, you know, you may not want to spend free time reading it, but I appreciate the time that you all have taken to participate and to do this. So again, thank you very much for that. And I know it's really glad with what we accomplished tonight. So I guess, yeah, with that, I would, well, I guess, is there any official meeting closure business?
Well,
I'm running away to begin with the meeting.
You're okay. Looks like we covered all the agenda items. You asked for anything else. I'm not hearing anything else for the good of the order, so I think we can adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thanks everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you. Yeah. Thanks.